In a letter addressed to Phindile Baleni, the Director General in the Presidency, who also acts as the Secretary to Cabinet, the DA requested that our call for a state of disaster on Eskom and the electricity sector be placed on the agenda of the next Cabinet meeting, and that an update on this request be given as part of the post-Cabinet briefing soon after said Cabinet meeting. South Africa's 15-year-old load shedding crisis, which has of late reached record highs, requires a whole-of-society approach that is anchored on making electricity generation the biggest priority for the country in the next 5 years. The failure to resolve load shedding's long-standing existential threat to the country's economy and its competitiveness has robbed unemployed South Africans of much-needed jobs and damaged the country's standing as an investment destination. We are of the view that an electricity emergency response plan must be activated to lay out short, medium, and long-term goals to bring additional generation capacity to the grid. Conceptualization and finalization of the plan should involve all stakeholders, from government, industry experts, engineering bodies, IPPs, civil society, and members of the public. Unless urgent steps are taken to remove existing red tape for independent power producers, there is a high probability that South Africa could face another decade of continuous load shedding. Now is the time to put aside any political differences and put our collective effort into addressing load shedding, which is an existential threat to South Africa and our economy.